The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And we're back. It's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are here on this Tuesday. And, of course, the Power Mall is now open. 877-817-9829 for those of you that want to chime in and talk to a live human being and make an order. You can also go shop at thepowermall.com because this is how we stay on the air. We also have a partners tab in thepowerhour.com. And this year, we have a unlimited extended offer for you. You buy $200 worth of products from the Power Hour, the Power Mall, doesn't matter which, you get free shipping. So that's how that works. From thepowerhour.com, any of the products we have in stock, $200 worth, and you get free shipping. And now that it does not include dropship products. It also does not include the big heavy items such as the Miracle 2 soap, which comes in the gallon size. That has to be shipped separately, and there is a charge for that. But aside from that, all the other products are what they are, and it even comes with $100 worth of insurance. So I've never had a problem with the shipping at the Power Mall. They do a great job of packing it up and making sure you get everything in one piece. And, of course, if there is a problem, you know, there's always a solution. One of the items that we get drop shipped, you just heard about Joyce Riley talking about if you were listening to the announcements during the break, and that's Strauss Hard Drops. And, of course, to reiterate what happens with Strauss Hard Drops and why you should take them, Wayne Elliott joins us from the frozen tundra. How are you, Wayne?
I'm fine, thanks, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You sound good. Hey, but see, the thing is, it is the frozen tundra up there, but you guys are used to that, aren't you?
Well, some of us are. I don't know. I'll tell you, we've had very cold and lots of snow. It's still snowing here. So I'm looking forward to heading south past you to one of my favorite places in the world, South Florida. But I'm still here.
Well, there you
right
go.
Now.
Okay. Well, you know, while we're dreaming of warmer weather, let's talk a little bit about the Strauss lineup. This is a good thing. I mean, I just got done over the last half hour taking my Strauss Heart Drops, which we do faithfully every day. And it comes in two different sizes. The big size, of course, everybody loves to have a lot of that. Better deal, 7.6 fluid ounce size. And then, of course, we have the smaller size, which is 3.4 fluid ounce. And 3.4 fluid ounces, my gosh, it's just about travel size. So, you know, you should get these and have them and be taking these on a regular basis. Wayne, your experience with Strauss goes back a number of years, and you might want to just kind of enlighten those who aren't familiar with your relationship with Peter Strauss, how this all came about.
Absolutely. Well, I believe I'm in year 30. Taking the Strauss Heart Drops religiously. I wasn't doing so well 30 years ago. I've said many times on the radio that I had an attack half a lifetime ago. Well, some tests have confirmed that, yes, I had a heart attack. I knew I did, but I don't think I ever said the word heart before. But some tests I had confirmed that exactly half a lifetime ago at age 35, sledgehammer in the chest, down I went. And but luckiest guy in the world, Dave, I did nothing. It was almost 7 years until Strauss Heart Drops found me, or I found them. And the rest is history, of course. It's been all these years. I'll never quit taking the heart drops. Some of us, Dave, are more prone than others to this plaquing and cholesterol buildup in our arteries and veins. And yet they've pretty much proven it's a process that starts much earlier. The God bless them, the Vietnam vets from the United States returning home, of course, in their most of them in their very early 20s, had plaquing well started in their arteries. So it's a natural process. Our liver produces cholesterol. It's supposed to protect us, but for some of us, quite a few of us really, Dave, and I, you know, combined with diet, we've talked before about my crazy dairy, milks and milkshakes, through the first half of my life. It was my favorite food. I had a Dairy Queen business as a first business. That, as much as I loved all those milkshakes, that really didn't turn out for me. Drank an insane amount of milk and ice cream.
Well, that was something I didn't know. I didn't know you ran a Dairy Queen franchise.
Yeah, I leased one when I was 16 years old after working there a couple of years, and had that for 3 years. And this is a God's honest truth. I drank, you know, anywhere from 12 to 20 milkshakes a day. It was my favorite food. Still is my favorite food. It's just it's a twice a year treat for me now. Not I don't live on them anymore. And yeah, they clog me up good. And so thank God for the Strauss Heart Drops. It's 30 years now. I've not taken so much as an aspirin, much less any pharmaceutical drug. And if not for those, geez, I don't know how long I would have made it. I'm amazed that I made it almost 7 years, six years and change, Dave, after that heart attack without doing anything for myself or allowing the doctors to help me. So, I mean, this incredible product, and pardon me, in the 30 years since, of course, my parents and hundreds, literally, of other people, that after what it did for me, I've talked about it ever since. And then I was the lucky one that Jim Strauss trained, in addition to his son, Peter. And I took over doing lectures and radio shows, and Jim lived with me over the course of 6 years, twice a year for a month. He came to Ontario, and he used to complain. He would usually come once in the winter and say, "You're bringing me to this god-awful cold place," and you know. But he always came, and the most, probably the most important relationship of my life was my relationship with Jim Strauss and what he taught me, and of course the great herbal formulas that he introduced us to help both my parents and just so many people, Dave. Your body knows what to do with natural substances, you know, so you can't, you don't have the risk of overdose or anything like that, just like you couldn't overdose on asparagus or pears or peaches. If you eat too many, you know what happens. You may go to the bathroom, but you don't get sick. Your body knows what to do with natural substances. Now, man-made chemical substances, of course, that certainly is not the case. You know, you must follow the directions if you're taking pharma drugs, many of them can kill you, amongst other problems. So, completely different story. Nature provided all these herbs for a reason. And I'm sure grateful that they did, that nature did.
So what's in them? What's in the heart drops? That's the heart drops that people should pay attention. And yeah, but by the way, I want to mention, too, and we always have to do this because, you know, the people at the FDA don't take too kindly to people that like natural health solutions. And we always have to disclaim that you want to consult a doctor or health professional before using anything, especially if you're pregnant, nursing, or taking drugs for a medical condition, to see whether or not there might be any contraindications. And, of course, if you trust your medical doctor that much, again, I go right back to the fact that all these doctors were out there with the narrative about, oh, well, you need to prevent getting COVID and you need to take the jab, and then you turn around and you take the jab and all of a sudden you get COVID. And they lied about that, and Fauci said they lied about masks and six-foot distancing. They lied about everything. And so, you know, now I got to look at the fact that do we really want to contact our health professional and say, hey, we're using Strauss Heart Drops if we're having such good luck with it? I mean, you did. You're walking, living example, living and breathing as you are. So let's talk about what's in these things that is all natural that the health professionals don't seem to want us to indulge in.
Well, I can tell you here in Canada, Dave, it's against the doctors and nurses are prohibited from even discussing this. The reason, apparently, the 2 hours they spend on alternative medicine in medical school in Canada is basically they don't know what it does with their man-made chemical drugs, so you just must say no. There are some doctors, of course, that do, I don't know about promoting them to their patients, but say, hey, if it's helping you, you know, keep doing it. But they actually aren't allowed to promote or suggest to their patients, which is kind of weird in itself, Dave. Nature is nature, and nature's never wrong, and nature's perfect, actually. But what's in the heart drops is aged garlic extract, garlic oil, and it's just perfectly aged by the Strauss Company for the perfect length of time, so it's the most powerful. Cayenne pepper, motherwort, hawthorn berries and leaves, a European mistletoe, white willow bark, bilberry, and Jim Strauss used to say it's like a fine soup that your mother or grandmother might make. You need all the right ingredients in perfect proportion. If you dump too much salt into the soup, you won't be able to eat it. And herbal formulas are the same way. You need the right ingredients in perfect proportion, and you can get great results, as the Strauss Company has with their products. Everything from the heart drops, the CardioCom, the bladder, prostate, kidney, blood pressure formula, smooth oregano, you know, every one of travel bug. And a couple of them, the travel bug and the cold storm, which people have had report great success with, getting less colds or no colds and getting over them much quicker, they are safe and approved for both expecting moms and young children. The travel bug has garlic and ginger, the main ingredients, and was really created for nausea, whether it's morning sickness or travel motion sickness. And Health Canada told the company that you must put on there that it's also good for upper respiratory. So that was a great formula to come out with during COVID, where respiratory was an issue for so many people. And these are, as I said, 100% natural products. With regards to contraindications, Dave, there's been, to my knowledge, in 44 years being commercially available, never a complaint to the FDA, to Health Canada, or the Strauss Company about contraindications with any pharmaceutical. They truly, herbal formulas, 100% natural formulas, and man-made chemical drugs are truly completely different and at opposite ends of the spectrum. These are more like food than they are drugs, of course. And I've always said in experience that notwithstanding any pharmaceuticals somebody might be taking, these herbal formulas work. They truly do. And or else the Strauss Company, they were the original, and they wouldn't still be with us 44 years later if it weren't so.
No doubt. Well, yeah. And see, not only that, but, you know, we get the money back guarantee as well. And the prostate support, you know, that's another thing that a lot of guys probably want to pay attention to, especially the older we get. I don't know. They don't do, does Strauss do a lot of studies on how the formula behaves once you start taking it on a regular basis?
They've only done clinical studies on the Strauss Heart Drops, the flagship product, Dave, and with great results, of course. I was involved almost 25 years ago with the first study with a hospital in London, Ontario. And, you know, one of the criteria in the study, which is unusual, believe this or not, pardon me, is how the study candidates feel. You'll rarely, if ever, see that in a pharmaceutical clinical study. And it's a pretty big point, Dave, how you feel. You know, if you're taking something and your blood pressure It deals with your symptom, your numbers, your blood pressure goes down. It doesn't necessarily mean you feel good. The numbers may be good, and if it worked to heal or fix the situation, you would get to quit taking them. Well, and that's another thing you never hear of is anyone's doctor saying to them, "Hey, Dave, your blood pressure is normal now. You can quit taking the drugs." It just, you don't hear that. I think personally, Dave, that's one of the big reasons that Western medicine is not in favor of these natural formulas. There's no big money in it. I'll take the heart drops for life, and a lot of other people do as well, they don't want to go back to having those problems, but because our body, as I say, produces cholesterol. But the other formulas, you don't take them for life. You take them. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. If you're not happy for any reason, the company refuses to have dissatisfied customers, and you just get a full refund. So, and that doesn't happen very often, I can tell you, that people request a refund. But that's another thing. You don't get that with the pharmaceuticals. There's no guarantees or satisfaction guarantees. And there are times, I'm sure you know of folks, it's almost like Russian roulette, or it's like roulette. You try one, try another to try and get something that works for you. And our bodies don't have equipment, Dave, for man-made chemicals. When we were created, there were none. There were only nature's chemicals and elements. There was no man-made chemicals, and today we are literally surrounded by them. Everything from our city water, sprays and so forth on our vegetables and fruits, insecticides, pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, chemical fertilizers. We are literally surrounded by chemicals and genetically modified foods. And maybe, Jim Strauss always believed that's the reason that cancer is so common today. When I was young, Dave, it was I don't want to say rare, but it sure wasn't usual, and you didn't hear of many people getting cancer. Today, everyone knows, likely multiple people that have had it, that passed on from it, or are fighting it now. And I guess it's likely. Some in Canada claim that it's overtaken heart disease as the number one killer. And it's just, we are what we eat. That old expression was true, Dave. It's just like I'm in the recycling and the metals business, as you know. And if you put lousy scrap steel or copper or aluminum into a furnace, you're not going to get a high yield. You're not going to get most of it out the bottom of the furnace in new metal. There's going to be slag, and so we're really the same. We are what we eat, and what we can't help these days, because they refuse to put them on products, whether they're genetically modified or not. One clue for folks is the seedless. They do promote that on the likes of grapes, because let's face it, the children don't like seeds, so it's a sales promotion. But otherwise, they don't tell us which are genetically modified. But if something's seedless, it takes a seed to grow everything in nature. Human beings, pine trees, giraffes, polar bears, they all take a seed. And so these foods cannot reproduce themselves. And anything that can't reproduce itself has a weak immune system itself. Then we eat these man-made foods, and our immune systems can get weaker. And Strauss always believed that's the main cause of cancer, chemicals and GMO foods. You just can't duplicate nature, Dave, and it's nature is perfect, has everything perfect. So, it's not surprising that so many more of us are sick today. And in Canada here, we just keep closing small hospitals and building bigger ones. It's the only industry that continues to grow is our health industry. It's the only one.
No, but the bigger problem is, Wayne. No, the bigger problem is that, you know, with socialized medicine being what it is, any time that somebody needs a serious operation or not even so much the elective, but they need a serious operation, they got to stand in line, and in the meantime, they expire of it. So that's a big problem with socialized medicine. But here's the other thing, too. You have to couple this with everything that's going on with people getting this vaccination, or what they call the vaccine, which is nothing more than gene therapy, and now you're seeing more cases of myocarditis and endocarditis. Are you getting any commentary from anybody who's trying to help their loved one that was foolish enough to believe the government and get the jab, and now they're trying to help them by giving them Strauss heart drops to help alleviate any of the symptoms? Have you heard any stories like that lately?
Well, I'll tell you my story, Dave. I had COVID 3 times. I had it with the former first time. I caught it in St. Louis with the former host on the Power Hour doing some shows in the casino there. This is before it was called COVID in December 2019. And it wasn't, we didn't hear the word COVID or the pandemic until I believe it was February. I was over it by then, but I did get it twice more. The last time was last spring, and right after or during the COVID, and I did not get vaccinated, but I did get myocarditis, and that's a toughie, I'll tell you. And I knew that we weren't very experienced with it, that it sure wasn't a common condition, because three of the folks that work with our companies, their children got myocarditis, intensive care, all the rest of it, in the hospital. And what when I interviewed each of them and their moms, went and talked with them, there wasn't one of the three that was on one common drug. They were all on different things, from steroids to aspirins, and many things in between, but not one common between the three of them. So that told me that, you know, we just don't have much experience with this. I was shocked that I got it. At one point, I thought only folks that were vaccinated got it. Now, they talk about this shedding and whatnot, and I've certainly been around a lot of people who were vaccinated, because 90% of Canadians were, apparently. In America, you guys, I don't believe, quite hit 60%. But that myocarditis, I'll tell you, is no joke. It's inflammation of the heart. And what I did, to be very honest, I didn't take any pills. I ramped up my Strauss heart drops, my cardio support, and my kidney support. And I was taking, I don't know, between double and triple doses of each. Now, I mostly recovered, at least to the extent that I started working out again, Dave, in 2.5 months. These young people that I mentioned earlier, 18-year-old male, 20-year-old male, 30-year-old female, they were 6 months doing nothing. The poor young lady, she thought she was able to go back to work after a year, and she passed out in the Toronto subway and was another 10 months before she went back to work. So very, very serious condition, of course, inflammation of the heart. And I'm just telling you what I did. I lost any confidence I might have had, to be honest, in the medical system when in 3 different hospitals these young people were. One in Welland, Ontario, 2 main hospitals, famous hospitals in Hamilton, Ontario, the other two, and none of them on the same treatment. So, you know, I started working out with an old teammate just shy of 3 months from getting the myocarditis. They were much longer and much younger. You know, I'm in my 70th year now. I'll be 70 in a couple of weeks on Valentine's Day. So, you know, they had that advantage. One was a young hockey player. The 18-year-old lad was a strapping, great physical condition hockey player. And, I'm gonna stick to the natural way at this stage of the game, Dave. I won't be. That's just my personal choice. I won't be talked into anything pharma or much of anything that they do. To be honest about it, I don't have the faith in the Western medicine. And I think it's just too much about money. But, you know, interesting, Dave, my doctor, I go every few years for blood tests to my doctor. You have to go to the doctor to get a sheet, a requisition for the blood test. No charge, as you say. It's free here. Well, he made an appointment with me with a cardiologist. Now, this is last May, May 22nd. I saw the cardiologist last week, January, a week before, January 3rd was my appointment. So what's that, 8-9 months I waited to see the cardiologist here. And that's why in Canada there's plenty of people, I suppose, that die before they get their treatment. So this free socialized medicine, excuse me, isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, so now the thing is, we've had of late a lot of people that I've come in contact with have been talking about the fact that they are constantly getting up during the night to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You had an experience with that and the bladder formula? Because I found
that
seems to work.
Well, I was one of those people, Dave. I often do most of my hydrating in the latter part of the day. In the evening is when I'll drink the most water. I start out my day that way, but it just so happens because you do have to hydrate, and I'm conscious of it. I have a few coffees through the day. So I was one of those people 4 or 5 times through the night. My mother was the same. God love her. Rest in peace. And it was worse for her because she had so much trouble getting back to sleep. So she was just exhausted. And yeah, the Strauss bladder formula, I mean, it's just great. I get up once through the night. Every night I get up once to use the bathroom. And my mother as well was surely helped on these. And for her, the biggest effect, of course, was she could get a decent night's sleep, not getting up so often. So, and you know what's great about the bladder formula, the kidney formula, the prostate for men, Dave? It works very quickly. They all have the nature's best antibiotic herb, golden seal root. They all have golden seal root. So, and bacteria is the culprit in many cases in our kidneys, prostate, and bladder. So what bothers me a little bit is that people get very quick results. It's not surprising if day 3 or 4 their symptoms change. And what always I fear of is that they'll quit taking it when their symptoms change. And I always encourage people to finish the whole bottle. Please do the job. You don't want this back. So finish the job and take the whole bottle and do yourself a favor. But, yeah, it's just wonderful how it works. And I think the main reason those three products work in that respect, Dave, is that golden seal root, the natural antibiotic.
Oh, we appreciate that. Hate to cut you short there, Wayne. I know we're in a break right now, and you can get your Strauss Heart Drops at the Power Mall, which is now open. We'll be back with more conversation after these important messages. Stay with us.
Only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
Well, it's 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Are you getting that nice Arctic blast? Well, we got our internet back, so now we've changed and gotten off the phone, and now we're doing the internet thing here. obviously, you know, there's some issues here. And you know, technical issues, we keep the show going, as it were. And a lot of you listen by phone, so as you're much aware, we have severe weather out there. We got this Arctic blast that is continuing across the country. And of course, you know, when you're down and out in Beverly Hills, I mean, everybody worldwide is watching what's going on here, because we've got sub-zero wind chills gripping most of the country here. Four people are dead. Electricity's been knocked out in parts of the Northwest. A dangerous freezing air from the Arctic continued sweeping across the U.S. yesterday, and it continues. Bitter cold blasts at record low temperatures and disrupted daily life across most of the U.S., including a NFL playoff game in the presidential contest in Iowa, of course. And that's also affected the shipping at the Power Hour and the Power Mall, as you're certainly aware. It's hampering postal connections as well. I know they had the rain, sleet, or snow. We'll never, you know, the old saying that the post office, well, it does hamper when things get crazy, especially in the mountain regions, of course, where people have to go up and down hills and you've got snow and ice, and that keeps the U.S. mails, makes it a little bit slower everywhere. So severe weather is delaying shipments. And, of course, that includes us, no different. We cannot guarantee that orders are going to arrive as expected. Nobody will. If you're expecting anything by FedEx and UPS as well, you're going to be running the same thing as a post office is. So, you know, we're going to have to be a little tolerant and plan ahead for stuff like this as well. Those of you who have prayer requests, you know, let us know through thepowerhour.com. You click on the community tab and there's a place there that says prayer request, and you get to go on there and leave that so that we know that you need some extra uplifting there. And of course, if you want to support us, because we're 100% reader supported and listener supported, without your support, we wouldn't exist. That's why the Power Mall is now open at 877-817-9829. You can make a donation one time, or you can get in our monthly membership support. Level 2 and 3 get permanent discounts at the Power Mall. To become a member, you go to buymeacoffee.com/thepowerhour. You may see that when you go to thepowerhour.com. The Buy Me a Coffee will pop up, and you click on that and make your donation that way and become a lifetime member. It's always a good thing. It just, you know, pay on a regular basis to help keep us on the air. The best way is to shop the store, thepowermall.com, which is now open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. And again, the weather is causing all sorts of stuff that's going on right now. We got temperatures in Montana and the Dakotas plunging to minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And of course, in temps like that, it only takes a matter of minutes for frostbite to set in. Temperatures in Texas even plunged, but they've got extra battery backup and whatnot for the state's power grid, so we haven't heard a lot of what is going on there as far as the grid after 2021 and that deadly freeze there. Well, they beefed up their grid down there, but in Oregon, more than 120,000 homes and businesses were without electricity, most of them in Portland Metro, after high winds and a mix of snow brought down ice. You know, the ice, of course, that always brings down the trees and the power lines. Some 100 trees toppled over the weekend in a community just south of Portland, including one that fell on a house and killed the occupant inside. Two other people died of suspected hypothermia. A fourth died in a fire that spread from an open flame stove after a tree fell onto an RV. Boy, some freaky stuff goes on, doesn't it? So anyway, flights canceled, of course, and they're still continuing to be canceled. Don't be a bit surprised. This is obviously not the time to go out and travel. Obviously, it's not. We were going to try to reach out and talk to Carolyn Blakeman. We've not been able to reach out to her, and we're continuing to try, but there are three new rallies planned, and apparently they have a Monday night meeting, and we're understanding that they have like 1,100 people coming online to attend these meetings, and the numbers continue to grow. Carolyn is a media director and victim liaison for the former Feds Group Freedom Foundation. She's had a blog since 2016 called American Granddaughter, writing about issues concerning our country. But the bigger picture here is what's going on with Fauci. Criminal requests were sent to three state AGs to investigate Fauci and company for second-degree murder. That's what's happening in her world. So just to let you know that, you know, people are not going to let this stuff go. They've lost too many loved ones. People have died. I attended and emceed the event Halt Hospital Homicide, many of them because of medical murder. Scott Shara, we're going to try to get him on the show this week and talk to him about what's going on in his lawsuit. Same thing's been happening in his lawsuit. Oh, let's see. What else is going on here? Do we have some news out about what happened post-Iowa? Young climate extremists, from what we're understanding now, made a futile attempt to crash former Trump's rally in Indianola, Iowa, Sunday ahead of the state caucuses. Of course, his rally was held inside the campus center at Simpson College over the weekend. And of course, an estimated 500 or more Iowa voters braved the frigid temperatures to hear him speak. And of course, several activists showed up shouting, "Trump, climate criminal," holding signs up, trying to disrupt the event. And of course, Trump seemed unfazed by the interruption and told the activists to go home to mommy and grow up. Yeah. Go home to mommy. Your mommy's waiting. Trump added the protesters were so young and immature, noting the interruptions always add excitement to what's going on. But see, they got to be disruptive. This is just what they are. Okay. You got to understand that this is exactly why these protesters do what they do and try to make other people's lives miserable, because they've been told and given a narrative, and that's what these people do. When they get the narrative, they turn around and they start babbling and regurgitating this narrative. This is what they do. So, you know, we got to let you in on a little bit of what is going on in his world, because that's exactly what's going on, and this is exactly what's going on in our world, because people just don't know when to quit. The phone lines are open, by the way, for those of you who want to chime in on what we've been talking about this morning. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Love to hear your conversation and what you think about the Iowa caucuses and where you think that's all headed. What do you think about Vivek Ramaswamy dropping out? How about that, huh? All of a sudden, I mean, is Iowa really the bellwether state, or do you have some ideas about that? 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Always willing to take your telephone call and get your opinion on it, because your opinion is what matters. Heard some things from people, too, that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they seem to think that their vote doesn't matter. Is that right? You think now more than ever we need to go to the polls? You think we need to make our voice heard? You think that's important? Don't know why you wouldn't. I think the more people that go out and vote sends a message. And if so many people vote, then Biden can't win. That's another important factor. Everybody, you know, you have a lot of people that don't want to vote for Biden, and this is one way you're going to make your voice heard. Mike in Alaska, first up this morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Welcome back. Oh, I got a little sinus cold here. I'm still on vacation down here in Montana. Yeah, you're right. I think we broke the record. It was 32 below with a -62 wind chill two nights ago. I got a picture of it off the screen. I sent it to Brady. Brady was complaining it was like 40 degrees there. I go, come on, Brady. I'll take that any day. But I just got done walking my dogs, too. Sorry, I'm kind of out of breath. The 737 is a joke. They should chop that thing up and make Bud Light beer cans out of that thing. I was telling Todd. That thing is, I wouldn't fly that. I fly a lot on Alaska Airlines, too, and I won't fly the MAX. I'll pick another flight. But the FAA, they're supposed to have 14,400 air traffic controllers. The system was built for that. They have 3,500 right now, and a lot of them are going to retire. So another big mess.
No wonder we have all these problems with near misses at the airports. I'm hearing more and more about pilots literally flying over the top of one another trying to land, planes on the runway that shouldn't be there. Wow. You know, when tower and air traffic control, yeah, this is getting pretty serious. It's just a matter of time. I mean, we just had this one incident in Japan. Remember that, when the airliner hit a cargo plane and blew up? I mean, this is kind of crazy out there, and this is all because of a lack of air traffic controllers out there. But, you know, it is a tough job.
Yeah, it's hypercritical. It takes, I think they said it takes 4 years to train one, 3 or 4 years. And if they need 14,000, you know, they need a turnover amount, too, that's on standby. So you're looking at 30,000 people we need to make our skies safe. But let's face it, every agency is corrupted with wokeness. When you walk onto an airline, Alaska airline, it says right on there, One World. And you walk right in there, and it's on the right side of the door. It says One World. It makes me mad, because Noel Wien was a Bush pilot. You can Google his name, W-E-I-N. A famous Alaskan Bush pilot would land on glaciers and rescue people. And he started an airline called Ween Air that was just flying around Alaska up on the pipeline, taking us up to Prudhoe Bay. I flew on it a few times, many times, actually. And then it became Alaska Airlines and turned into garbage. Like all the airlines right now, they're garbage. I wouldn't fly American. I wouldn't fly Delta. They're woke. They beat up that doctor and drug him off the plane. And since then, I think they were all in on the 9/11 too, but that's another story. But anyway, Dave, I'll let you go. Thank you for letting me get on.
Matt, we appreciate it, Mike. Thanks so much. And the frozen tundra up there in Alaska as well. You know, every so often we get these news stories coming in. Zero Hedge, by the way, is regurgitating a story by Paul Joseph Watson via Maternity News or Modernity News, rather. The German military is preparing for a potential attack by Russia in February, which culminates in a wider war after the U.S. presidential election. You think that's going on? They're preparing for a war. And see, the thing is, here we go. Are we creating news? Or are we making stuff up? I mean, what are we doing here? This is a real problem. In the meantime, you've got Dennis Quaid on Tucker Carlson. And as you know, Dennis Quaid was the Grid Down movie. And he's saying there's 100% probability our sun generating what they call a GMD, which is a solar storm that hits hard, hits our Earth, and the magnetic field we have around the Earth and can fry everything that's electric above ground, including our entire grid. And basically saying, you know, 90% of the population is going to be dead within a year if it happens. What's your take on that? I mean, you really see here again, nobody's preparing for it except the federal government with our tax dollars. Isn't it amazing how that works? But Quaid basically is, you know, he was on Tucker talking about it. He said there wouldn't be water in your tap. You couldn't get gas for your car. The whole system's broken down. And I know a lot of our listeners are, okay, sirrah, sirrah. You know, will this be the next 9/11? Grid Down, Power Up is the documentary. And they're talking about a massive solar storm comparable to the Carrington event that occurred back in 1859. But they're talking about, you know, we had, what was it back then? The telegraph. And the Carrington event basically disrupted area telegraph lines. So now you have that, but at a much wider scale, because geomagnetic disturbances on a larger scale, when you're talking about a solar flare or coronal mass ejection, these things have the capability of taking out entire sectors of the world. So this is what Dennis Quaid is going on about. And of course, he's just telling people to get prepared. And see, it's nice if you got the money, but what if you don't? What if you don't have the money? What if you don't have a solar powered generator inside of a Faraday bag that can withstand all of that? How do you know your Faraday bag's any good? Did you buy a commercial Faraday bag to put it all in? I mean, your cell phones aren't going to work. I wouldn't be able to do the Power Hour broadcast for the first hour and a half of the show if the cell phones didn't work, because that's how I was communicating during the first 90 minutes of the show. So, you know, because internet went down. Now, just imagine all of that permanent. Imagine no internet. Yeah. No boat, no light, no motor car, not a single luxury. Yeah, I got to go back to Gilligan's Island because everybody, as soon as I sang that, went, oh, I remember that. So Quaid is basically saying to Tucker that there's 100% probability that her son is going to generate a geomagnetic event. So 100% probability. You like those odds? And with 100% probability, then you see the refrigerator goes out, the electric goes out, the grid goes down, the phones don't work, the internet doesn't work. Now you have to resort to playing Monopoly and Upwords and Scrabble and, you know, cards and whatnot, anything manual. Have you done the test yet in your home? You know what I'm talking about? Turn the power off? Well, not now. I mean, those of you that have electric heat, that's going to be a problem for you. But you ever turn off the power and have that test to see how long it would take before everybody is in each other's case? Dad, turn the power back on. I want to surf the internet. Turn the power back on. You see how we've been accustomed and grown accustomed to convenience? Yet there's people out there listening to this show right now that are living in tents, living in trailers, living in little cramped quarters and apartments. Some even went so far as to say, you know what? I need to scale down, minimize, and I'm living in a tiny home. I have that too. So knowing what we know, becoming a minimalist seems like the right thing to do. Minimalist meaning you sell off the stuff to other people that really don't care. They're out accumulating stuff. Do garage sales. Go online. You know, this is, unfortunately, social media has, like Facebook. They have a little mall on Facebook you can sell stuff. And Nextdoor has a mall you can sell stuff. Nextdoor.com. All sorts of places you can minimalize. I know the weather isn't helping matters much in doing that right now. But imagine if a solar flare hit the earth during something like this, and all you have basically is a wood-burning stove or a propane stove. And man, in the wintertime, if the propane stove kicks, you know, then what are you going to do? You're going to fire up a generator? Maybe if it works or not, if it's not burned up, if the battery's not fried, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to have to go outside and figure out a way to start a fire in the charcoal grill to stay warm. Pipes are going to freeze and burst. No, wait a minute, there's no running water. How would that happen? How are you going to fill up your tub? How long do you think the tub is going to last? You see, and then you have the food problem. You have no way to fix food. Think about that. What happens if the power goes out? And see, this is why a lot of people, they don't like the idea of having their gas stove taken away, because you see, it's the pressure in the propane tank that is powering the gas stove. And see, a lot of you have the old-fashioned gas stove. Some of you have the newer ones where you use an electric sparker. You turn it on and you hear the dit, 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 dit as it sparks. A lot of you are going to have to turn the gas on and manually use one of your little Bic stick lighters to light your gas. And then how long is that going to last? Gee, I forgot, because I ran out of money. I forgot to fill up the propane tank before this happened. Because you just don't know the day nor the hour, right? These are all these factors that you have to take into consideration. And then your medicines. What happens if you have to do that? What happens if you have to get caught up in the air and you're flying? You're on a flight. Now you know why a lot of people don't want to fly. What happens if we have a geomagnetic event and all of a sudden you're in an airliner? There's 3,000 of them at any given moment flying around in the air, except during a snowstorm. They've grounded all the flights, so you have less flights now than you would in a normal situation. But you got 3,000 airplanes on the average up in the sky, and all of a sudden we have a geomagnetic event, and all of a sudden all these planes lose their electronics and plummet to Earth. So you got 1 in 3,000 chances, maybe could be 30 million, 1 in 30 million chances, that an airplane is going to come crashing into your house. Because as much as they would like to use their manual hydraulics to control the location of where this plane is going to crash, because they'd prefer to crash in a field than in a neighborhood full of homes, you don't know where that plane's going to crash. Then you got the people in hospitals that are in life support and in the ICU, on life support, on oxygen, on things that operate off electricity, and the backup generators don't work because they got fried because of E1 and E2. And with no backup power, boy, we're in trouble. Who's preparing? That's a big problem. You got to prepare. How do you do that when you're on a fixed income? Then what does your attitude become? Do you get negative about it, or do you think positive and put on the whole armor of God? What do you do? That's a big problem that we seem to overlook. Because we just got to get by. We got to get on with our daily life. We got to keep on to keeping on. We got to be alive and around to go vote in the 2024 elections, because it's our American duty. So I guess right now in 2024, we have to start prioritizing what matters and what doesn't. Out of time for today, but at least, hey, we made it through the day. You see what I mean? We're all survivors. Enjoy your weather wherever you are. Sorry about that. I didn't bring this Arctic cold air. And it's not global warming. These people are liars. I don't know what to tell you, folks. You know, we'll get to the truth sooner or later here. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday episode. We'll be back tomorrow for Hump Day Edition. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Stay safe. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.